percent. And so there's other areas that are much more of concern right now. And I thought we did at least a good step in trying to correct some of those errors tonight.
The first time you guys played outdoors, it was very windy. Last year it was pretty hot. Tonight it was relatively perfect out there. Thoughts on the weather and the outdoor game?
Well, it was about as good. I mean, it was pretty much like playing inside an arena, really. You know, the temperature was great, as you said. I mean, it was just perfect weather. It really was to play a basketball game. And really, I tell you, once you start playing and it gets a little dark, you can't really tell that you're outside anyway. So I think it's a great venue and a great atmosphere. We really love coming out here and playing.
You obviously don't put too much emphasis on stats in the preseason, but is Hedo pressing?
No, I'm not worried about him. I think what is happening with him is the same thing that Channing went through a little bit when he first got here. You know, he's passing up shots because he wants to fit in. And I think, you know, one of the things that we talked to him about is that this team is a very unselfish team. And if he shoots the ball 10 straight times, no one cares here. And I think he'll figure that out, you know. It's tough. There's not very situations where people beg you to shoot, you know, as a coach. So that takes a little adjustment anyway. But I think you'll see that eventually he'll fit in. He's a good player. He's a real smart player. I think right now he's really pressing to fit in. And he's got to understand that this group right here is so unselfish. And the chemistry is so good that he's going to be able to shoot the ball whenever he wants to. And he'll be fine. I'm not worried about him.
Play the starters a lot tonight. What was the idea behind that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, how much is a lot? How much does Steve play?
Well, how much does Steve play? 26 minutes.
26 minutes, okay. How much did Jay Rich play?
Well, you didn't take them out until 3:43 left in the third quarter.
I asked you how many minutes did they play. I didn't say when did I take them out. I said how many minutes did they play?
They played
27, 28, 19, 21, you know, 18. That's what the starters play.
All right, let me recorrect myself. They played a lot together as a first unit. You kept them in for long stretches.
Yeah, I did because I think we need to play together a little bit more. As you know, with Hedo, you know, out there, and then with us trying to figure out what we can do and what we can't do, and also with Channing back. You know, Channing is the first game that he's played, so. And eventually we're gonna play every, you know, we'll play all the starters are almost every game in the, you know, 20 to 25 minutes, you know, 26 minutes or something. So, you know, we got to get ready to play. And it's not your typical team where, you know, we've got everybody back. We're going to have basically five or six new players, and we're going to have a couple of guys that's going to be very, very, very important. So we got to see if we can mesh them in with our guys and get them acclimated to what we're trying to do.
Coach, it is only preseason, but it was the first win. Any extra oomph from that?
Oh, yeah, it's great. It feels great. You know, I was
going to give us a rah-rah.
I was really excited about the win. It was great, yeah. No Derek, no Jason Terry. Yeah, it was real tough, you know, hard-nosed win against a team that had all their stars. You know?
Enjoying the chemistry that your team's building.
Exactly, exactly. So. I mean, there's stuff that you get out of it, and that's about it. The same thing with them, I'm sure. You know, they're not, you know. I wouldn't say that they walked away discouraged by not winning the game. You know. We have a way of making it interesting, though. That's what we do.
Coach, you had 40 games helping out with Earl Clark, and now he seems to be hanging around more and more. Is he going to end up dropping you guys throughout the season?
I don't know that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. He's done Corey's great. He's done a great job. Guy got, you know, won a championship just a few years back with the Mercury. But he's good to have around. I've known Corey forever. You know. Known him since he was a sophomore in high school, which was like 150 years ago. You know.
100 years ago. Be nice to yourself.
Well, okay. 75.
Yeah. But there's just, you know, no plans?
No, I mean, we don't have any long-range plans. You know, I just thought we, you know, he... With the season over for him and everything, you know, he's got good input and he's some things that was very positive that he brings to the table. And, you know, it's good having him around.
Through the first three quarters, is that kind of rotation you're kind of comfortable with?
I don't know that yet. I mean, you know, probably in the Utah game, we'll do the rotations a little bit differently. But, you know, I was happy with the way we played defensively. I think we took a nice step forward defensively tonight. And there's still some concerns as far as rebounding, but we did cut down on the turnovers. I think when you cut down on your turnovers, then obviously you don't have as many runouts, and if you don't have as many runouts, you don't give up very many easy baskets. So that's what we have to continue to try to do, protect the ball.
Denying the middle, was that the big step on defense? Was denying the middle the big step on defense?
Just I think not letting them swing the ball, yeah, that was key. And then just being able to, the square up our guys and play them and not give up so many middle drives that we've given up in the past. And then to have complete rotations, what has happened, in the first couple of games is that we've had three guys in the right spot and one guy not in the right spot, or, four guys in the right spot and one guy. And we have to get to the point where we got all five guys doing what they're supposed to do.
The one consistent good thing every game is that starting five has had a good stretch in every game.
Yeah, and I think that's important. And, obviously at the end of the game we got guys in a little bit out of position and things like that. So, but we still have to execute, and I'm a little bit disappointed in that we didn't do what we're supposed to do. I don't mind missed shots. If we execute and you miss a shot, that's all a part of it, but we got to get to the point where we are executing with whoever's in there.
Did you just need something good after those first two games?
Huh?
Did you just need something good after those first two games? A win?
Well, yeah, I think we needed not really a win. I don't know. I think we've got much bigger fish to fry than win a preseason game. But I think we had to make steps in the right direction. I thought we made steps in the right direction. To me, that was the biggest thing. The group that was in there that obviously we know that's going to be playing a lot of minutes. I thought they did a great job offensively and defensively.
Was that about the most comfortable Akeem's look so far?
I think so, but I thought we got in the open court a little bit more tonight than we have in the past. And then, the bottom line, guys, that he got to play with Steve. So, that becomes a huge factor,
Do you need that to happen more? Because he's really your only Amari facility.
Yeah, but I think I think he'll be able to run the floor more. And he's another guy that's getting a little more comfortable as the days go on. So, we'll still just kind of keep trying to make strides in what we're doing and see what happens.
Although Robin had a couple good rolls tonight. He got alley oop and he had another.
Yeah, and I thought he was much more aggressive tonight than he's been in the last two games. So that was good also that he was much more aggressive. I thought Jay Rich was good, considering, the shoulder thing and everything. But, I thought he did a good job. And I thought he really pressed up defensively and did a good job defensively also.
Did he talk his way into the game? Did he tell you he wanted to play?
Yeah, I was going to keep him out. But he said, it feels fine. And I like to at least just give it a shot and see what happens.
Give a little Spartan motivation going for him.
Well, I'm sure, after watching that, butt kicking that they put on Michigan today. So.
He dropped a Go State on TNT on the walk off.
Oh, did he really? Oh, jeez. What about Stanford? What ended up happening in the Stanford game?